Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 1, 2. Go ahead. Can you go ahead and talk?
Oh, testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. There. Okay. Should I talk louder or?
Go ahead. Keep talking.
Okay. I'm talking and I'm reading a script and I'm talking about India and.
Okay. And okay. I'm talking and talking and talking. So we're about the same level.
Okay.
And don't pay attention to me if I'm making noises in the background.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I'm trying to make it, like I said, a little conversational.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. March 8th marks International Women's Day for 2013. It's been observed since the early 1900s, a time when there was fast expansion in the industrialized world that brought with it a population boom and gave rise to some new ideologies.
Today, it's considered an official holiday in 27 countries, from Afghanistan to Zambia. The tradition sees men honoring their wives, girlfriends, and colleagues. In fact, in some countries, IWD has the equivalent status of Mother's Day, where kids give small presents to their moms and grandmothers.
Today, Katie Harth and I will be looking at women, outreach, and community transformation. But first, India Partners' Katie Fiedler makes this observation. But in fact, that's not how women are viewed in places like India. Today, Katie and I will be sharing excerpts of interviews done with groups like India Partners, Bright Hope International, and Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. And these are agencies that are dealing with the outgrowth of the devaluation of women there and the resulting issues and solutions. But first, Katie, you just wrapped up a trip to India, and you came away kind of overwhelmed by the plight of so many women. Why is that?
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
do whatever you're gonna do.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say I might need to make some bullet points. Okay. These are women unwanted in India. They're lucky to make it to birth because of the female infanticide that kills millions of unborn children. And there's, I mean, even if they make it past birth, they're not going to face a good situation. As a little girl, they're probably going to be trafficked, sold into the sex trade because they're just another mouth to feed. Mm-hmm. And women, I mean, even if they're able to grow up and get married, their husband is likely to be an alcoholic. Alcoholism is a huge problem in India, and it leaves thousands of mothers just as single moms taking care of 4 or 5 kids. And they can't get a job, so they're stuck in a situation where often they have no hope. And even if they make it through without any of those horrors, when their husband dies, they're a widow now. And widows are considered unlucky in India. There's just so many challenges and difficulties that women in India face.
Yeah, well, when a woman becomes a commodity, she becomes something less than human, and that's terribly damaging to her psyche. One of the greatest contributors to that problem is poverty, and getting the women out of trafficking situations can be very challenging. Groups like Bright Hope International are working through that. Tracy Thomas shared some of the sad realities and the triumphs of their program with Tracy Thomas shared some of the sad realities and the triumphs of their program with Katie. Okay, so still getting stuff and stuff. All right, here we go.
Okay.
We heard from Katie Fiedler earlier in the program talking about how they approach the issue of India's red light district. One way is through relationship.
Relationship?
Yeah. Okay, hold on that. Because
okay.
It's all you. And then we're coming back to me, and I need to change my script.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. They also do a Bible study, and that makes a big difference in addressing the emotional traumas of trafficking. It's all about relationship. Trust has been destroyed because of the kind of work these women have had to survive. People who should have protected them didn't. I mean, how can you talk about a heavenly father when it could have been your dad who sold you into this type of life?
But that's also the beauty of women helping women. Fiedler has told us about some of their approach, and there are success stories. One of the ways that women can avoid the trap of trafficking is through literacy. I mean, knowing how to read and write seems like such a simple answer to a huge problem. But literacy creates new economic opportunities for young women and their families and breaks the cycle of selling children into slavery. Katie recently sat in the studio with Lindsay Ackerman from Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India to find out more about their literacy program and how it's changing lives. Really?
Yeah.
The theme of this year's International Women's Day is A Promise is a Promise, Time for Action to End Violence Against Women. The challenges for devalued women in situations in the Middle East and North Africa are different from those of women in Asia, but the result is the same.
Okay. Change. Sorry.
That's all right.
15. Okay. Okay. Really, the only thing that makes a difference is Christ. I saw that when I was in India and saw the work that Gospel for Asia was doing. Sister Soma's story really took the reality of the gospel from my head to my heart. She, just like many other third daughters in India, wasn't wanted. Her mom tried to suffocate her as a child. I mean, when she was a baby, her mom laid a towel over her to try and suffocate her. Mm-hmm. Somehow God saved her from this. And I think that's why Sister Soma's favorite verse is Jeremiah 1:5. And it reads, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." And I think that really stood out to her. And she just told me about not being loved as a child. Her parents didn't love her. Something about her story resonated in my heart. And as she shared how she came to Christ and how he worked through her life, it really resonated in my heart. And it had an amazing impact.
These few minutes that we've been spending on this program are such a short time to fully share everybody's stories, but we've been able to talk about problems and solutions. I mean, programs help, but really the biggest thing that makes a difference is the love of Jesus Christ, and Matthew 5 talks about this.
"You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven."
Not much more than we can add to that, but we'll close this special broadcast for International Women's Day with this thought. Being part of the solution is very much Great Commission thinking. I mean, you can pray, give, or go. We've got links and more at our website. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Kramer.
And I'm Katie Harth. Thanks for joining us.